Well, intergenerational equity, it's one of the key themes of tonight's federal budget. Some younger Australians have told Radio National Breakfast they're glad that the issue is finally getting some attention.
Does the next generation have more fairness than the generations before us? My name's Mikkel. I'm a proud of a Wiradjuri, Gamilaroi and Biambul man. I come from a small town called Condobolin. Things are definitely getting a lot harder.
My name's Erica, I'm 17 and I'm based on the Central Coast. Young people should have the same access and opportunities that our grandparents and parents have had.
My name is Jules, I'm 20 years old. Owning a house shouldn't feel so far away.
My name's Kesh, I'm 20 years old and I'm based on Larrakia country in Darwin, the Northern Territory. I think my generation's a generation that's grown up knowing that rules for us have changed.
I'm Jack Jones. I'm from Sydney, Australia, and I'm 19. We need to still have this responsibility and make sure the next generation isn't inheriting a future where secure housing literally feels impossible.
This budget needs to be pouring money into organisations that are working with young people.
I really hope the government puts more money into the schooling system.
I want to see reforms on housing because I know our tax system currently makes it really rewarding to own a lot of properties.
I think most importantly, I want to see a budget that treats young people as an investment into Australia's future, not an afterthought.
It's not about undoing the past, and it's definitely not about diminishing the success of other generations. For us, it's just about designing a future where opportunity is broader, because what's happening now, it's legacy work, and it starts with us.
Some voices of young Australia there. You heard Mikkel, Jack, Jules, Kesh and Erica speaking to Radio National Breakfast producer Katie McAllister ahead of tonight's budget. Well, the Australian Council of Social Service is welcoming the expected changes to capital gains tax and negative gearing, but says the budget must go further on addressing inequity. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of ACOS and joins me in our Parliament House studio. Cassandra Goldie, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sam.
What do you think when you hear those young voices?
Well, I think we all need to listen and really care. I mean, this is about creating a sense of hope, sense of opportunity, a sense of future for people. And when you can't see that you're going to be able to meet even your most basic needs, there's a lot of fear that gets created by that. And I think we need to take that all very seriously and understand that over the last 30 years, we've seen a dramatic rise in inequality, wealth inequality. I mean, with people in the top 20%, their wealth has grown at four times the rate of people in the bottom 20% of the Australian community. So we're fundamentally different and less equal than we were 30 years ago. And frankly, some of those tax breaks have been a big part of the problem. And so we are going to look with great anticipation to see what the government does to tackle those property investor tax breaks, because I think everybody can see the damage that they've done to housing affordability in Australia and how unfair they have been.
One of the key words here is grandfathering, whether this will apply to future investors, those who have already invested or not. What's your view on making these changes work?
Well, we've urged the government not to grandfather. We would propose instead phasing down the generous 50% discount on the capital gains tax to back to 25%, and with negative gearing for new investments, so that would immediately stop and we'd phase out for existing properties over the next 5 years. Obviously, there's a lot of speculation about what they will do, but I want to say this morning, I'm very pleased that we are seeing the government. Clearly, it's going to move, and we want to see it go in the right direction here, because they're not fair, and also they've been damaging for productivity in the economy. We've got so much of our wealth locked up in property investment, overwhelmingly that's existing properties. It's not helping people to get a home, and it's not also driving investment into more productive parts of the economy where we can get jobs growth, for example.
What are your biggest concerns about the government's outlining of savings when it comes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme?
Well, look, I want to say again to people with disability that we really see how distressing this process has been. People with disability were not brought into the proposals for how to reform the NDIS. We'd urge the minister saying people with disability organisations are your best allies in getting really great outcomes from the NDIS and making sure that system is improved. improved to support people who do need it. I mean, at the moment, we've got 160,000 people out there who are currently within the scheme who don't know where they're going to go for their support if these changes go ahead. So again, we're really urging the government to work very closely with people with disability so that we get the right kind of reforms to get the best outcomes for those people, because it really does change lives when you get the supports in place for people to be out in the community, to not be socially isolated and to be able to participate in paid work.
Cassandra Goldie, thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you.